This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Continuing now my conversation with Matthew Staver, the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the dean of the Liberty University School of Law, as we discuss what he and his colleagues found as they combed line by line through the Democratic version of health care reform. You mentioned abortion a little while ago in our conversation, Matt, and that is addressed in somewhat more specificity in pages 769 and 770 of the bill, which is also linked to at your website, I should point out, for our listeners and those joining us online. Talk about what it says there. The term there is nurse home visit services. Explain exactly what that means.
Yes, what we have here on our website at lc.org, where you can get this outline as well as pages that correspond to this particular outline, is where you can go, lc.org, for the front page. But what you will have is, first of all, abortion will be covered. In fact, last week, the two attempts to provide amendments to this bill to not cover abortion were both rejected. So it's clearly covering abortion, but it does more than that. It actually potentially has some compulsory abortions, or certainly pressure not to have children. What you have here is, this is on page 768 of the bill, and it says, quote, improving maternal or health, child health and pregnancy outcomes, or increasing, listen to this, birth intervals between pregnancy. In other words, a government-directed bureaucrat is going to sit down with your family and tell you that perhaps you should not have another child. Perhaps you have already had enough children. Perhaps you should wait a couple of years, maybe 5 years. Maybe you are already at your limit. Now, John Holdren, who is the science czar, and Ezekiel Emanuel, who is really pushing this health care, both have advocated that very issue in writing. In fact, John Holdren, the new science czar under Obama, has actually advocated that it would be possible for population control purposes to set up a planetary regime, and that's his words, not mine, to actually force compulsory abortions. He's also indicated, and he's written this in a book, that you could implant at puberty in women under the skin a chip that would ultimately make them sterile, or put something in the drinking water like we do with fluoride. As bizarre as this sounds, I'm not making this up, to actually cause sterility in order to reduce population.
So we could be headed down the road of China in this regard?
I think we're headed down the road to China. Ezekiel Emanuel, he's got a lot of influence. He's not just the only one. But he, again, is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff of Obama. He has been put within Obama's system to push this health care. And John Holdren, the new science czar, has actually stated what I've just said in writing. Now you're starting to see this come out in print. John Conyers, the Democrat from Michigan, when he was doing a C-SPAN presentation, was decrying the fact that there's competition among healthcare providers. He gave us a situation where he's talking about driving down the street, seeing billboards where a hospital or healthcare institution was advertising how it had the best cancer treatment or the best heart treatment or something of that nature. He said, now, if you eliminated all of that, he said, you would save dollars. And therefore, he's for eliminating the private enterprise system and having this just healthcare system run by the government. And of course, as we know, anything that happens like that, the quality and the rationale and the rationing of it, the quality will decrease and the rationing of it will increase.
Matt, you mentioned a moment ago that in different provisions of this legislation, as it currently stands anyway, that abortion is not only funded but actually encouraged and potentially even urged at certain points along the way. But according to your analysis, it doesn't stop there. Once kids are actually born, the government's coming to your house?
Yeah, the government's coming to your house to give you counseling. So you really have the government involved in forcing into the system, checking out what's in your funds, being able to electronically transfer money out of your bank account, counsel you on whether you should have a child or whether you should delay the onset of a second pregnancy, counsel you on child rearing, counsel you not to to actually end your life, and ration your health care. That's the kind of system that they are promoting and that they are putting down, or trying to put down, the throats of the American people.
And then again, towards the end, it talks about government identifying goals and objectives for prevention and wellness activities. I assume that basically means they're going to give us some very strong suggestions on what we ought to eat and how much we ought to exercise.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And if you listen to some of the rhetoric, and now you see it in the bill, you begin to put the dots together, because some of the rhetoric says, and it's true, Americans are obese. Well, sure, you travel throughout Europe and you travel throughout America, and there is an obesity problem here. I don't deny that. But the question is, do we want the government to tell us what we're going to be able to eat? Now, we ought to have the government or anybody else to be able to suggest, drink milk. You have the milk advertisers doing that, or eat your vegetables. But to actually say what you're going to be purchasing at the grocery store, and I can tell you what, you think it sounds a stretch. When the government controls your health care, they're going to say, we've got to control your consumption of food, and you can't eat or drink certain kinds of things because we say so. And that's the kind of system that this sets up. It is a total takeover of free enterprise, of private decision makings. It makes a government bureaucrat your medical provider.
We're talking with Matt Staver, head of the Liberty University School of Law and the Liberty Council organization, which went through this healthcare bill line by line. A couple of general questions before we let you go, Matt. First of all, well, in combing through the bill, folks are going to see that the language is much more obtuse. It's more legalistic and may not say exactly what we've said here. How do we sift through this language that apparently John Conyers doesn't want to read, but you and your colleagues went through?
Well, a good way to do it is to look at the outline. We've gone through, we've got section numbers, page numbers, line numbers. When you read the whole thing, it's right there. I mean, it is a long bill. Nobody who's out there doing a regular work job has the time to read it, but we have this outline that gives you a good overview of what's in this bill. We do, however, expect those who are voting on bills, not only this one but every other one, to read what they're voting on. I mean, it's like signing a contract on a purchase of a house, and you've never read the contract of sale. It just is absolutely ridiculous, but that's what they're doing. And we're having this portent of this emergency, and that's the reason to go down this road. Well, this is a poison pill to the American economy and to free enterprise.
And final question, Matt. Our regular listeners will know that you are an active voice, your organization, an active force on issues related to life and family and religious freedom, and we obviously talked about the abortion component, but what has gotten your organization so actively involved in this debate over health care, which would seem to be normally a little bit outside your focus?
Well, it also covers sex change surgeries in here as well. So somebody wants to change their, go through plastic surgery to look like a man when they're actually a woman or vice versa, that's all covered. This is advancing an immoral lifestyle. It's an advancing of the government as sort of the deification of the end-all and be-all. It is the ultimate taking away of our freedom and our religious freedom, as well as our personal individual freedom. I mean, this is literally rewriting America. That's why we're so involved in this. And we have this information that's available on our website. It's lc.org, lc.org. You can call us at 1-800-671-1776. That's 800-671-1776.
Well, there you heard the phone number again, 800-671-1776. The website, lc.org, you'll see the bullet-by-bullet point of the evaluation of this bill and the bill in its raw form that you can follow along with as well. Matt, a tremendous amount of work here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This is Grant Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, and he's the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.